USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told a crowd Wednesday in her hometown of San Francisco that the lower chamber will propose legislation banning so-called assault weapons in the coming weeks. The Hill reported a bill tackling certain types of rifles would come after the House considers red flag laws. On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee is also preparing to field a slate of anti-gun bills. Meanwhile, the school district police chief who served as on-site commander during last week's deadly shooting in Uvalde, Texas, says he is talking daily with investigators. This contradicts claims from state law enforcement that Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo stopped cooperating. 19 children and 2 teachers died in the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A jury sided Wednesday with Johnny Depp in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard.
Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes.
The jury awarded the Pirates of the Caribbean actor more than $10 million. In a split decision, the jury also found that Heard was defamed by one of Depp's lawyers and awarded her $2 million in damages. Pfizer and BioNTech completed an application to the FDA on Wednesday for authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine for children younger than 5. Barron's reported Pfizer's submission includes data from a trial conducted on kids under the age of 5 who received a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine 2 months after the second dose. And Buick, which is owned by GM, is rebranding itself as an electric-only automaker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
The Dallas Cowboys are giving back to families who've lost so much. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. Half the money will go to the Robb School Memorial Fund, while the other half will go to the Uvalde Strong Fund.
Millions of Americans say they'll likely have to push back their retirement because of rising inflation, according to newly released financial survey data. The BMO Real Financial Progress Index, a quarterly survey from BMO and Ipsos, showed that a quarter of Americans will likely need to delay their retirement because of higher prices. Ohio teachers would need less than a day of training before carrying a gun to school rather than the currently required month if the House agrees with Senate changes to a bill passed Wednesday. The bill would eliminate the need for teachers to pass the state peace officers training course, which includes more than 700 hours of instruction. School districts could require more training. And for the first time in history, gas prices have topped $4 per gallon in all 50 states. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.